It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's sunset in Salt Lake City, 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, 37 degrees. KSL's top story.
The inauguration of Joe Biden.
The White House just wrapped up its first press briefing of the new administration, and we get details from Maria Chaleos at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the new White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, telling reporters that she plans to hold a daily briefing on the president's actions and to bring truth and transparency back to the briefing room.
But we have a common goal, which is sharing accurate information with the American people. If the president were standing here with me today, he would say he works for the American people. I work for him, so I also work for the American people.
The president today getting down to business and signing a number of executive orders saying they are the first of many.
And I thought with the state of the nation today, it's no time to waste. Get to work immediately.
Today's orders target Trump policies on immigration, climate change, racial equity, and the coronavirus. Three new senators were announced in the Senate.
Mr. Ossoff, Mr. Padilla, Mr. Warnock.
The three were sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris, making it officially a Democratic majority. Reporters caught the moment that Chuck Schumer was caught off guard when being referred to as the majority leader for the first time.
Mr. President.
The majority leader.
Mr. President. I need to catch my breath. So much is happening.
One of the Senate's first actions was to confirm Avril Haines as intelligence director, giving President Biden the first member of his cabinet. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Well, the actual inauguration is over, but the job's not done for those 350 Utah National Guard members. They're helping keep the nation's capital secure. Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Thomas says that when they left for Washington, there wasn't any end date scheduled for this mission.
And we knew that it was up to and leading through the inauguration. And so we're there as long as Washington, D.C. National Guard needs us, as long as our partners and civil authorities need us.
Lieutenant Colonel Thomas says she can't speculate when the Utah Guard members will be home, but she believes it'll be sooner rather than later. A poll shows more than a third of Utahns believe there was widespread voter fraud. The poll from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics shows more people, nearly half of all Utahns, believe that President Biden won legitimately. More Utahns believe the election was fixed than people across the rest of the country. And for comparison, pollster Scott Rasmussen tells the Deseret News in 2016, a third of all voters believed that Hillary Clinton was the legitimate winner of the election. A bill looking to reward schools who offer in-person learning has been approved by a Senate committee, but some argue this measure is punitive. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
If a kid changed schools to seek in-person learning, Senator Todd Weiler's bill would make it so their money goes with them.
If any parent chose to remove their child from a district that didn't allow in-classroom instruction and go to another school that did allow it, the WPU funding would follow that child.
He argues parents in the Salt Lake School District aren't being heard and their kids are falling behind because they're deprived the option. Senator Derek Kitchen argued it's being used as leverage to coerce the district, who has voted to send the older kids back.
And because that decision was made last night, I see no point here. And while I share your concern, I can't support this. It feels like a slippery slope to vouchers.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
State health officials told lawmakers today that thousands of doses of the vaccine have been just sitting around not being used when they were supposed to be used. The good news is they're not spoiled yet. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Currently, the state has 56,000 doses of vaccine, and out of those, 43,000 were not used within 7 days of receiving them as required.
About 30,000 are within the federal pharmacy partnership with CVS and Walgreens.
Department of Health Deputy Director Heather Borski told lawmakers those pharmacies got too many, so they're moving some doses around to other health boards. Lawmakers say local health officials claim they don't have enough money or manpower to distribute the vaccines they're supposed to. But Executive Director Rich Saunders says they're offering local boards any help they need.
If you need manpower, we'll get you manpower. If you need technology, we'll get you technology.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:35. So Ricky Meese, with the Democrats in charge, is traffic better or worse?
Well, right now it's worse. And I think this is across both aisles. But for those on northbound I-15, we have a crash at 5600 South in Roy. It's to the left and causing some delay since it is sticking out into that lane of traffic. And we also have a crash in Utah County, southbound I-15 in Linden. They're trying to get that over to the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sorry for putting you on the spot.
No
coming
worries.
Up, it's one of those days we need something other than politics. And I have just the thing. My minute of news is politics free, and it's on the way next on KSL.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.